seriously popular.
Have you ever felt like escaping to your own desert island? Jane Gaskin did exactly that, trading in the family home to begin a new life in the tropics. But she soon discovers that paradise has its secrets. I'm Alice Levine, and this is The Price of Paradise, the island dream that ends in kidnap, corruption, and murder. Wish you were here? Follow The Price of Paradise now, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In January 2023, Constance Martin and her boyfriend, Mark Gordon, disappeared and went on the run with their newborn baby, Victoria.
A nationwide search resulted in the sad discovery of Victoria's body, and the pair have now been charged with killing her, which they both deny.
I'm Jack Hardy, a news reporter for the Daily Mail. I'll be in court every day, reporting the events as they happen.
And I'm broadcaster and journalist Caroline Cheetham. Together, we'll take you behind the headlines, bringing you the evidence, witness statements and testimony from the Old Bailey in London.
This is The Trial, Constance Martin and Mark Gordon.
Well, we're entering week 13 of this trial now, and while we've said this before, we really are into the final few days as the judge, Mark Lucraft KC, has started to sum up all of the evidence for the jury. It's likely this will take him a few days as he reminds the jury of what they've heard in the case so far.
Yeah, so as you say, Caroline, this really is the end of the trial process. Once the judge finishes summing up the case, he'll send the jury out to start their deliberations. Now, that's likely to be next week, because after today, the court isn't actually sitting until next week. But today, Mark Lucraft recapped not only the evidence of some of the expert witnesses we've heard across the last few weeks, but he also reminded the jury of the evidence of Constance Martin.
Mr. Lucraft said Constance Martin had told them she'd done nothing to harm Victoria, and she'd done nothing cruel, and she'd said Victoria dying in her arms was something she would never move on from.
He also reminded the jury of the evidence of the weather expert who examined the temperatures in the areas where the couple had been camping.
And he said two expert pathologists who gave evidence had told them they could not be certain of the cause of Victoria's death.
Welcome to episode 22, The Judge.
It's important I remind you of all the evidence you have during the course of this trial. Some of it going back to January.
Those are the words of Mark Lucraft KC, the judge in this case, as he told the jury he now has to summarise this case for them. And Jack, as we said there at the top of the episode, it's likely the amount of evidence in the case and the sheer length of time it's taken so far means that Mr. Lucraft won't get to the end of his summing up until next week. But he still covered plenty of ground already. So he's already reminded the jury of the evidence from the eyewitnesses in the case who say they saw the couple on the run. From hotel receptionists who served them to taxi drivers who took them from place to place as they moved across England.
Yeah, so he reminded the jury about the couple's arrest and the police body-worn footage they watched during the trial. And also about the discovery of the baby's body in the little bag for life, which was found inside an allotment shed in Brighton. He also recounted the police interviews where Mark Gordon refused to answer questions and said that Constance Martin became distressed as she told police she had fallen asleep on top of Victoria.
So let's start today with the judge's reminder about the evidence that Constance Martin gave to the jury. Now, you'll remember she was in the witness box over several days. Much of that time, she was being cross-examined by the prosecutor, Joel Smith. And the judge reminded the jury today what she'd told them about when Victoria was born, and that she said it was on December the 24th, and they were in a cottage. She told them she had a TENS machine for pain relief, extra sheets, clothes, and a birthing pool, which they'd not needed to use.
She described that she had given birth in the cottage, sitting against the bed, and she had taken the placenta, but that she didn't know what to do with it. She had told them Victoria was their pride and joy, and she had done nothing to harm her. There was a reason she didn't tell anyone about the birth, she said. She wanted to keep the baby with them, and they didn't want to tell anyone, so they were just moving around a lot. They didn't want any local authority to have any jurisdiction over them, she had said. The baby was feeding well, so they had no reason for concern. And the judge said,
she said she had done nothing to harm baby Victoria, nor did anything cruel. She said she did not expose her to cold or allow her to get too hot. She said she gave the baby proper care.
And he reminded them that she described her feelings after Victoria's death of shock and intense grief. She told them Victoria was inside her jacket, and when she woke, Victoria was not alive. She believed the date was the 9th of January. She woke Mark Gordon, she said, and told him there was something wrong, and they tried to resuscitate her. She didn't really accept it, she said. It was all too much to take in. The judge reminded the jury that she told them,
they were in shock and despair, not knowing what to do. As for the baby's death, she said it was something she would never move on from, and she feels guilty as she died in her arms. She said it's not an easy thing to live with. She said the baby died because she fell asleep, and the baby would be alive, but for them making things very difficult for her and Mark Gordon, and putting them in this very difficult position.
And she said she thought social services and the press are going to have a field day with this. She said the couple couldn't bring themselves to cremate Victoria.
She said they were all over the place, didn't know what to do. She didn't want to be parted from her baby.
He reminded the jury that during cross-examination, she stood by her evidence that she gave the best care anyone could to a baby.
When asked if she agreed with the decision to take Victoria into a tent in winter, she said it would have been very bad for social services to get hold of her baby.
She had also agreed, the judge said, that the pregnancy had been hidden, and he reminded them of the decision they made to go on the run when the car exploded on the motorway. Constance Martin had told them she lost her money in the car, and he addressed the 34 burner phones, reminding the jury that she had told them two lots of people had been hired by her family to find them. She said this in her evidence.
They could hack into everything.
The judge also recapped on the evidence she'd given about their intentions when they were on the run with Victoria. She said they wanted Victoria with them for the first few months, and then they wanted a carer to bring her abroad to meet them. But then people started to recognise them, she said. So they started to cover their faces to avoid facial recognition, and they also thought the buggy was giving them away.
So Judge Lewcraft also reminded them Constance Martin had denied that Victoria was ever in the bag for life. She said Victoria was always in one of their jackets, and she had also told them that she had always carried her children in a sling and wasn't worried if she couldn't see their face against her chest.
He also reminded them that she told them she met Mark Gordon in a shop in 2014. They travelled together and then got married in Peru. And she said to the jury she wanted a conventional life, but her family had made that impossible. We'll take a quick break there.
Have you ever felt like escaping to your own desert island? Jane Gaskin did exactly that, trading in the family home to begin a new life in the tropics. But she soon discovers that paradise has its secrets. I'm Alice Levine, and this is The Price of Paradise, the island dream that ends in kidnap, corruption, and murder. Wish you were here? Follow The Price of Paradise now, wherever you listen to podcasts.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Thank you. So as well as summarising the evidence Constance Martin had given to the jury, the judge also walked them through the various expert witnesses that they've heard from throughout this trial. He reminded them of her background, of her wealth and her education, and of the discretionary trust from her grandmother. He then talked them through the evidence of Detective Sergeant Steve Ferguson, who had analysed Constance Martin's bank accounts.
Between September 2022 and January 2023, £47,866 was paid in those 4 months. On 5th of January, the balance on the Metro account was £19,083. After the 5th of January, there were no significant card transactions of cash withdrawals on the Metro account.
So, Caroline, Mark Lucroft also spent some time on the medical evidence we've heard, specifically the two pathologists who gave evidence for the prosecution about how Victoria had died. These were Dr. Andreas Marnarides, a paediatric pathologist, and Dr. Nat Carey, a consultant forensic pathologist. The joint post-mortem examination had been undertaken at St. Thomas's Hospital on March the 3rd, 2 days after the body was found.
Now, neither could say with certainty what the cause of death was because Victoria's body was so decomposed, the judge reminded the jury. They'd said two possible causes were considered, hypothermia or co-sleeping. They also could not confirm when she died, but they did confirm to the jury the only clothes that she was wearing was a nappy. Now, the pathologist also said in evidence that a young infant would be very vulnerable to hypothermia and that being too cold or overheating were both possibilities. And they also said there were no injuries or signs of violence.
Judge Mark Lucroft also spent some time on some of the expert witness evidence about the dangers of co-sleeping, which of course is a key issue in this case. He reminded them of the evidence from one of the expert witnesses that co-sleeping is not advised for the first few weeks because babies don't have good head control. The jury had also been told that babies cannot regulate their own temperature, so while skin-to-skin contact can be effective, the ambient temperature was also important. But an expert witness for Mark Gordon had said 149,000 babies would be sleeping with their parents on any given night.
The prosecution's expert witness was not an expert in the area of creating a microclimate, the judge said, which Professor Peter Fleming had given evidence about on behalf of Constance Martin. But the jury were told the most common reason a baby goes cold is room temperature, and he had disagreed there will be a transfer of warmth from mother to baby through clothing. Finally today, the jury were also reminded of the judgment of the family court to remove the couple's previous four children. Specifically, they were reminded that Constance Martin disagreed with that decision, and he reminded them of what she'd said.
They loved their children and cared for them.
So that's it for today. We'll be back next week with the final comments from Judge Mark Lucroft as he finishes his summing up of the evidence before he asks the jury to retire to consider its verdict.
Constance Martin and Mark Gordon deny manslaughter by gross negligence. They also deny perverting the course of justice, concealing the birth of a child, child cruelty, and causing or allowing the death of a child.
You can follow us on X at The Trial Podcast and contact us on thetrial@mailmetromedia.co.uk.
You can leave a comment on Spotify or send us a voice note on WhatsApp on 07796 657 512. Start your message with the word trial.
See you then.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.